US lawmakers reach a deal on border wall funding and Bahraini refugee football player heads home to Australia. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Tuesday, February 12th. US lawmakers have reached a deal in principle to fund Trump's border wall, but it's not what he hoped for. Republicans tentatively agreed to $1.4 billion, far less than the $5.7 billion the president demanded. The two sides are trying to agree on a deal that would placate Trump and prevent a second shutdown of the US government. A fire in a New Delhi hotel has killed at least 17 people and left four others injured. The fire broke out at a budget hotel in a congested part of India's capital. The cause is not yet known, but authorities said there was a clear case of negligence as building codes are often ignored. Footballer Hakeem Al-Araibi has returned to Australia, ending a two-month ordeal in a Thai prison. The threat of extradition to his native Bahrain is now over. Authorities in Bahrain accused Araibi of crimes during the 2011 Arab uprisings. The footballer fled Bahrain in 2014 and was given refugee status by Australia. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says a small first cargo of humanitarian aid has entered the country. The move comes despite a pledge from President Nicolas Maduro to prevent aid crossing the border. Since Guaido declared himself interim president on January 23rd, at least 40 people have died in street protests by both sides. And finally, if you need a Game of Thrones fix before their final season airs in April, then head to Finland. You can now book a stay at the Game of Thrones Ice Hotel built by HBO Nordic in Lapland. Dine out in frozen Winterfell, then turn in for the night surrounded by the army of the dead. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.